What is it that makes Nora so special with horses? Well, first of all, it's that compassionate ability that she has to look behind whatever the personal horse's problem or behaviour is to the real cause behind it. She and I talked on the live seminar about how we can all develop that too, by applying the same compassionate principles to our whole lives, not just to horses. We talked about how blame and judgment gets in the way of this heart feel, and about how simply wanting to notice whatever is really going on when either a horse or a person has a problem or is behaving badly, and practicing that as often as possible, is how we can develop the ability to have that heart feel naturally like she does. She sees deeply into the spirit of the person and the horse with this heart feel. However, the heart feel is not the only reason that Nora is so special with horses. Excuse me. There are five feels in total, five ways in which people can feel for their horses. For those of you who have met Nora, you may have noticed how grounded she is over her feet and how graceful she is without even thinking about it. You may have noticed how she has a deep sense of serenity and how her emotions flow easily and sweetly. You may have noticed how she solves a problem, seen how she stands there connecting with the horse, having a bit of a feel here and there, and allows the problem-solving thoughts and ideas to flow. You might have watched how she just flows with the horse so that nothing looks forced or difficult. I reckon Nora's going to laugh when she hears herself described like this. And as she told us on the joint seminar, she didn't start out so well-balanced a person either. If we want to be really good with horses, then we want some of what she's got. Although our best pathway to that is in being ourselves and working confidently with our own natural strengths and talents. I promise you too that you don't have to be a tall, slim young thing like Nora to achieve that level of skill and talent with your horse either. I believe that any person of any size or shape or age can achieve what they need for their horse to become and then live a picture of strength and grace and beauty if they want it. We too can have all five of those fields, or whichever ones that appeal to us, by noticing and using our own natural talents, by focusing on our own natural strengths, and then from that place of confidence gradually expand into the other ways of feeling. Every single one of us, without exception, has one or more of these ways of feeling as a natural talent. Often, if we haven't been taught to use it, we can struggle with it, like I describe in the explanation of each feel below. The physical feel. Physical feel is our ability to feel with our body what's happening with our horse's body, to hold a physical conversation with our horse. Physical feel has us grounded, graceful, and effortlessly strong and stable on our horse's back no matter what is going on. This ability comes from being in the perfect riding position for us and being able to flow in that perfect riding position with our horse. When we haven't learned how to use this physical feel, we also miss out on the opportunity to release tensions and physical restrictions in our bodies and to be seriously good riders for our horses. We can feel vulnerable when things happen suddenly. We can be a bit unstable at times, and we can push or pull on our horse accidentally. Those of us who are older, with aches and pains and stiffnesses that make us less flexible, don't despair. We can have that beautiful riding seat too, but we do need to have a physical awareness of our own body and a technique for releasing our braces and blockages, so that we can develop that physical feel in movement. With my background as a healer, I was guided to discovering a way to release tensions and physical restrictions in our bodies in the Learning to Ride Better process. And it simply and easily and dramatically speeds up finding and using this physical feel on a horse. And with the cheap technology that we have these days, I can teach it to you no matter where you are in the world. That is so cool. The emotional feel. This is our ability to connect emotionally with our horse, which enables us, among other things, to help our horse to be and feel safe, and to have ourselves be and feel safe, which is absolutely fundamental to having a really good bond with our horse. This type of feel was my own natural strength, but because nobody ever taught me how to use it, I spent most of my life struggling and resisting my emotions instead of listening to them. I had the crappiest time being overwhelmed by anxiety and frustration, and lack of confidence doesn't even begin to describe my experience when I didn't know how to use my fear to be and feel safe. Crikey, I had so much tension in my body from struggling with emotions that I used to take 2 Panadeine Fort before I rode, otherwise I'd be in too much pain to get out of the saddle afterwards. I look back at that from this place of how I feel now, and wow, I'm just so blessed to have discovered this stuff. Anyway, we talked about this emotional feel in those free lessons on my website called The 6 Keys to Happiness with Your Horse, and I think most of you picked those up already. My online program, Fast Track to Brilliant Riding, is a whole journey to a well-balanced emotional feel too. The energetic feel. Picture those beautiful images of fish that you see on some of the animal programs on TV. All swimming effortlessly together, smoothly moving at exactly the same time. And even when that movement is sudden, they are still completely together. That's energetic feel. A horse and rider can move together in the same beautiful, smooth, effortless awareness of each other with energetic feel. And holy snapping turtles, if energetic feel is your natural strength and you haven't discovered how to use it yet, you can really feel blocked up, misunderstood, and very out of sorts. I'm smiling here when I think now of how easy it is for me to teach energetic feel, teaching that inner awareness that you need in order to learn how to use your energetic feel, because this was definitely not one of my own natural strengths. And yet it's now so easy for me. I teach inner awareness as part of developing a really good riding seat, because we want that beautiful fish togetherness thing. We want that lovely glued to our saddle feeling happening even when there's sudden movement from our horse. As well as feeling the circuit of energy that the great riding masters talk of, I just thought I'd drop that bombshell in there, by the way, as well as feeling the circuit of energy that the great riding masters talk of. Most of the dressage riders in the world are looking for that, and beginners in my program find it from the beginning. This inner awareness also gives you the ability to feel even the subtle blockages that are in the way that are coming from either you or your horse's body or both, and then clean them up. Lovely stuff, energetic feel. Mental feel. The mental feel is about being able to problem solve effectively. It's the ability to quieten the mind and pay attention to the thoughts and ideas, the feelings and intuitions that cross your mind when you're working with your horse. And that, folks, is the key to mental feel. Being able to quieten the mind. When mental feel is a natural strength, being able to find a quiet mind is what makes it possible to figure out the pot of gold at the bottom of all those negative thoughts and worries that can otherwise keep your mind so busy that you can hardly shut it up to go to sleep. Can you tell I know this one? I lucked into relieving the pressure of those thoughts when I started to write my first book. Thank you, God. Since then, I've come across and teach many deliberate and simple ways for people to quieten their minds in order to first notice and then act on those thoughts and ideas for problem solving. between horse and rider. And you guessed it, we teach that on Fast Track too. Now, we already talked about the heart feel extensively on that joint seminar with Nora, so we won't do it again here. So what's the practical result of being able to work with all five ways of feeling for your horse? Well, you've got the problem-solving ability of the mental feel. That's got to be worth its weight in gold in terms of confidence in our own knowledge and ability. Then with the energetic feel, you've got the ability to flow with your horse and, just as importantly, have your horse flow easily with you. You've got the compassion, the ability to cut through the surface crap and notice what's really going on with your horse, of the heart feel. With the emotional feel, amongst other things, you've got the ability to help you and your horse be and feel safe. You get the peacefulness and the serenity that comes from understanding that emotions are messages, and the confidence that flows for both you and your horse when you systematically take action on those feelings. And with the physical feel, you've got the stability in your riding seat that makes it possible to hold a delicate and sensitive physical conversation with your horse. The simple formula for becoming this paragon of mental, emotional, and physical balance for your horse is to notice and work with whatever feel is your natural talent. Then gently work on and expand into the other feels until, no matter what size or age or shape you are, you and your horse are together as one, riding with strength and power and grace and beauty. Ah, what a thing to aim for. You can chase all around, all over the place, developing these skills, these five feels. You can do martial arts and yoga and meditation. You can do Alexander posture work, Feldenkrais reorganization to use your body more effectively and heal tensions. You can go to the chiropractor and get your muscles and bones straightened out. You can get counseling to learn how to deal with the emotional crap. You can go to the psychologist to release old frights and trauma. You can have riding lesson after riding lesson after riding lesson, year after year after year, looking for that way too often elusive, safe and secure riding seat and learning to be a good rider for your horse. Or, should have known I'd have an answer. Or you can be guided to all that by your horse themselves on our online program, Fast Track to Brilliant Riding. I hope you enjoyed this seminar about the five feels, and I look forward to working with Nora again sometime too.